This was the kind of story TV news programs lapped up, and crews rushed to the scene. Journalists crowded around the shopping district and sent out their reports on this curious event across the nation. They scooped up fish with shovels to illustrate what had happened. They also interviewed a housewife who had been struck on the head by one of the falling mackerel, the dorsal fin cutting her cheek. "I'm just glad it wasn't a tuna," she said, pressing a handkerchief to her cheek. That made sense, but still viewers chuckled. One of the more adventuresome journalists grilled some of the fish on the spot. "Delicious," he told viewers proudly. "Very fresh, with just the right amount of fat. Too bad I don't have any grated radish and hot rice to round out the meal." The policeman was baffled. The strange old codger, what was his name again, had predicted these fish raining from the sky. Sardines and mackerel, just as he'd said. But I laughed it off, the policeman thought, and didn't even get his name and address. Should he tell his boss about it? He supposed so. But then again, what good would it do now? Nobody really got hurt, and there is no proof that a crime has been committed. Just a sudden squall of fish raining from the sky. But who's to say my boss would even believe me? He asked himself. Say I told him the whole story, that the day before this happened a weird old guy stopped by the police box and predicted there'd be a shower of fish. He'd think I've completely lost it, and the story would make the rounds of the precinct, getting fishier with each retelling, and ending up as a running joke with himself as the butt of it. One more thing, the policeman thought. That old man had come to report that he'd murdered somebody. To give himself up, in other words. And I didn't take him seriously. Didn't even note it in the logbook. This was definitely against regulations, and I could be brought up on charges. But the old man's story was so preposterous. No police officer would ever take it seriously. It's a madhouse manning the police box sometimes, with paperwork up to here. The world's filled with people with a screw loose, and as if by agreement, at one time or another, they all seem to find their way into police boxes to blab out some nonsense. If you took every one of these nutcases seriously, you'd go nuts yourself. And yet that prediction about fish raining from the sky, a lunatic statement if there ever was one, actually did happen, so maybe, just maybe, that story he told about knifing somebody to death, Johnny Walker, as he put it, might actually be true. Assuming it was, this was a major problem, for he'd turned away someone confessing to murder and didn't even write up a report on it. In the end, the dust cart came and cleaned up all the mounds of fish. The young policeman directed traffic, blocking off the entrance to the shopping district so cars couldn't come in. Fish scales were stuck to the street in front of the shops and wouldn't come off, no matter how much they were hosed down. The street remained wet for some time, causing a couple of housewives on bicycles to slip and fall. The place reeked of fish for days afterwards, getting the neighbourhood cats all worked up. The policeman was kept busy with the clean-up and didn't have time to think any more about the strange old man. The day after it rained fish, though, the policeman gulped in shock when the body of a man, stabbed to death, was discovered nearby. The dead man was a famous sculptor, and his body was discovered by the cleaning woman who came every other day. The body was naked, lying in a pool of blood. Estimated time of death was in the evening, 2 days previously, the murder weapon a steak knife from the man's own kitchen. To his dismay, the young policeman finally believed what the old man had told him. "My God," he thought, "what a complete mess I've got myself into. I should have called up the station and taken the old man in. He confessed to murder, so I should have handed him over to the higher-ups and let them decide if he's crazy or not. But I shirked my duty. Now that it's come to this," the young policeman decided, "the best thing to do is to just clam up and pretend it never happened." But by this time, Nakata was no longer in the city.